Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Kamdhenu Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Satish Kumar Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director of Kamdhenu Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to everyone present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Harish Agarwal, Group CFO, Mr. Saurabh Agarwal, MD of Kamdhenu Ventures Limited, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. We have uploaded our results and investor presentation for the quarter on the stock exchanges and company's website. Hope everyone had a chance to go through the same. We have delivered a strong performance in Q1 FY24 in both steel and paint business. Coming to our steel business first, that is Kamdhenu Limited. We have delivered a strong performance in Q1 FY24. Revenue grew of 9% year-on-year to rupees 209 crore, and PAT grew by 20% year-on-year to rupees 12 crore. Our total brand sale turnover has increased by 15% year-on-year to 6,131 crore, and franchisee volume growing 12% year-on-year for this quarter. Revenue from royalty income has gone up by 16% to rupees 32 crore for Q1 FY24. Over the course of the past few decades, the Indian steel industry has experienced remarkable growth and undergone significant transformation, positioning itself a pivotal force driving the company's economic advancement. This journey of progress has been propelled by a myriad of contributing factors, including robust infrastructure development, the relentless march of urbanization, rapid industrialization, and a surge in demand emanating from diverse sectors such as construction, automotive, and manufacturing. The potential for further expansion and development within the Indian steel sector is abundant. With the support of the government and unwavering focus on fostering innovation and astute strategic investment, the Indian steel industry can successfully surmount any challenges that may lie ahead and continue its upward trajectory of prosperity and progress. As part of this transformative journey, the consumption of TMT bar, a crucial component of the construction and manufacturing sectors, is anticipated to witness a notable upswing. The driving force behind this project surge lies in the government's steadfast commitment to investing significantly in infrastructure development and bolstering the manufacturing landscape. These ambitious investments, spread over the long term, are set to create a conducive environment for substantial growth in TMT bars. As a prominent player within the organized retail segment of the steel industry, we have set our position of holding a dominant market share. Our success is rooted in a combination of factors that have set us apart from the competition and positioned us for continued prosperity in the future. One of the key pillars of our trump is our robust and distinguished brand presence, which has become synonymous with quality, reliability, and innovation. Through dedicated effort and strategic branding initiatives, we have cultivated a strong and loyal customer base, instilling confidence in our product and services. Furthermore, our exceptional marketing strategies have played a pivotal role in bolstering our market position. By employing cutting-edge techniques and staying attuned evolving consumer preference, we have effectively communicated our value proposition to a wide audience, amplifying our reach and resonance. In conjunction with our brand and marketing powers, our extensive and well-established distribution network has been a driving force behind our continued growth. By forging a strong partnership with retailers and other key stakeholders, we have ensured that our products are readily accessible to consumers across diverse geographies, reinforcing our market dominance. A distinguishing aspect of our business model is that set up a part in our unique asset-light approach. While not optimizing our operational efficiency and leveraging external resources where appropriate, we have managed to maintain agility and adaptability, positioning ourselves to swiftly seize emerging opportunities and navigate industry fluctuations. Our continuous commitment to innovation and customer centricity forms the backbone of our vision for the future. As market dynamics evolve and new prospects arise, we are confident in our ability to proactively embrace change, staying at the forefront of the industry and capitalizing our untapped potential. To conclude, we have a dominant market share, a formidable brand, a dynamic marketing and distribution network, and a distinctive asset-light model, which positions us as a formidable force in the organized retail segment of steel industry. We are trying to embrace any opportunities that the future holds and continue our journey of success and growth in the ever-evolving landscape of the steel market. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Saurabh Agarwal for his views on our paint business. Thank you.
Good afternoon and a warm welcome to everyone present on the call. Coming to Kamdhenu Ventures Limited, which is our paint business. In Q1 FY24, we have seen a turnaround in the paint business. Revenues grew by 13% YOY to Rs. 62 crore. EBITDA stood at Rs. 4 crore as compared to minus 1.2 crore last year. This is due to better product mix, reduction in raw material prices and improved efficiencies. Our PAT has also turned positive to Rs. 2.2 crore for the quarter. The board of directors of the company have approved the allotment of fully paid-up bonus equity shares of Rs. 5 each to the shareholder of the company in the proportion of 1:1 in the board meeting held on 2nd August 2023. Kamdhenu Ventures recently raised funds amounting to Rs. 65.25 crore through preferential issuance of qualified institutional buyers. This fundraising endeavor served the crucial purpose of injecting capital into Kamdhenu Color & Coating Limited, our wholly owned subsidiary. A significant portion of the raised funds will be strategically allocated to meet various requirements within Kamdhenu Color & Coatings Limited. Indian paint industry is almost entirely dependent on sectors like real estate, automobile and infrastructure. The three of these sectors have shown a consistent growth in the recent past even after being hit by pandemic and are expected to grow at much faster pace. The Indian paint industry being dependent on these sectors is surely to catch up to their pace and grow on the same graph chart with its high in the near future. The escalating need for paints in India has resulted in a fiercely competitive market where companies are employing diverse tactics to expand their market presence. In response to this demand, the Indian paint industry has increasingly focused on eco-friendly and sustainable offerings, witnessing a surge in the demand for premium and super quality paints. Moreover, there is a growing inclination towards decorative and textured paint, all of which will play a pivotal role in the shaping the future landscape of the Indian paint industry. The paint industry comprises a wide array of products and is projected to achieve a CAGR of 10% over the next 5 years, reaching a value of Rs. 1 lakh crore by FY28. Our company is a dynamic and forward-looking company and is dedicated to achieving sustained growth, making astute use of existing opportunities, and firmly positioning itself as a forerunner in the years to come. With a strong commitment to excellence, the company is driven to outperform the industry's performance, propelled by its unwavering ambition and strategic vision. Looking ahead, Kamdhenu Ventures has a vision of achieving revenue of around 1,000 crore by FY28. This reflects the company's confidence in its capabilities and its unwavering determination to flourish in a competitive market landscape. The company has been pursuing strategic initiatives aimed at fortifying its market position as a key player in the paint industry. The company's proactive approach to identifying emerging trends and consumer preference enables it to innovate and adapt its product offerings, staying ahead of the curve and meeting evolving market demands. We also place a strong emphasis on the eco-friendly and sustainable practices, aligning themselves with the growing global awareness of environmental responsibility. The company has strategic planning of foreign partnerships with numerous new dealers across India, augmenting its production capabilities by adding new plants, tapping under-penetrated markets, premiumization of product portfolio through the launch of innovative products, and expanding into new segments and expanding nationwide visibility. Altogether, Kamdhenu Paint has envisioned itself to become the preferred choice of customers. Fueled by a team of dedicated professionals, guided by visionary leadership and bolstered by strategic partnerships, Kamdhenu Ventures is on the steadfast trajectory towards becoming a prominent company in the paint business. With this, I will hand over the call to the Group CFO, Mr. Harish Agarwal, to discuss the financial performance of both the companies. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. I will take you all through the financials for Kamdhenu Limited, that is the steel business, for Q1 FY24. Our steel volume from franchise route have stood at 8.17 lakh metric ton in Q1 FY24 as compared to 7.3 lakh metric ton in Q1 FY23, a year-on-year growth of 12%. Our TMT volume from own facility stood at 32,093 metric ton in Q1 FY24, registering a growth of 31% year-on-year. Total brand sales turnover for Q1 FY24 stood at 6,131 crore as compared to 5,309 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 15% year-on-year. Royalty income through franchisee stood at Rs. 32 crore in Q1 FY24 as compared to 27.6 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 16% year-on-year. Revenue from own facility stood at Rs. 176.2 crore in Q1 FY24 as compared to 152.6 crore in Q1 FY23, registering a growth of 15% year-on-year. Total revenue stood at 208.6 crore in Q1 FY24, registering a growth of 9% year-on-year. Our EBITDA stood at 15.7 crore in Q1 FY24 as compared to 15.4 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 2% year-on-year. Profit before tax stood at 16.2 crore in Q1 FY24 as compared to 13.5 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 20% year-on-year. Profit after tax stood at 12.1 crore for Q1 FY24 as compared to 10 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 20% year-on-year. Let us go through the number of Kamdhenu Ventures Limited now. Kamdhenu Ventures reported strong performance and Q1 FY24 has been a turnaround quarter. Revenue for the quarter stood at 61.7 crore as compared to rupees 54.7 crore in Q1 FY23, a growth of 13% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at rupees 4 crore as compared to minus 1.2 crore last year, This is due to better product mix, reduction in raw material prices and improved efficiencies. Our PAT has also turned positive to 2.2 crore for the quarter. Average selling price per kg / liter for Q1 FY24 increased by 16% to 87 from 75 in Q1 FY23. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Darshan Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers for turning PAT positive. A couple of questions for you. First, on the marketing spend, can you give us a guidance on what is the management decided to spend for this year as a percentage of revenue?
In the Q1 FY24, on Kamdhenu brand, we spent around 14 crore.
No, sir. I'm talking about the Kamdhenu paint business.
Okay. You mean to say the business plan for the financial year FY24?
Yeah. And what was the percentage of marketing for this quarter, Q1 FY24?
You mean to say marketing expenditure?
Yes, sir. Marketing advertising.
Okay. We are have planning to achieve the sales turnover of around 325 crore in this financial year, FY24, and the expenditure on the branding and marketing would be around 50 crore, including all schemes and everything.
Perfect. And sir, last time you said that, you know, on the last call, you said that you are also evaluating some locations in South to penetrate in South region. Any decisions on that?
Yeah, we have the sales location in South, that is Vijayawada, and Kurnool also.
Yeah.
And also Bangalore. So we have the depot, we have three, four depot in the South, and we are nurturing the depot to a particular level.
Right. Okay. On the EBITDA side, sir, as the presentation says that, you know, you are skeptical, you are ready to achieve around 8% by FY25. For this quarter, it ended at 6.8%. So yes. Is the company on track to achieve that EBITDA level?
Yes. You have seen the number of Q1 24, yes. That there is a turnaround from red to black.
Correct.
So we are confident to achieve the EBITDA of 8% in this financial year itself.
Correct. And sir, regarding the fundraising which was done, so where has the management decided to invest the funds, and does the management tend to expand any capacities, or what's the plan going forward for this fiscal? Next coming year.
In fact, at the present level of operation, we have sufficient capacity, and for the low value product, we are outsourcing the product, so there is no need to increase the capacity right now.
Okay.
And we have utilized the fund in the reduction of working capital limit in order to improve the EBITDA level, and also in some capex expenditure in the form of tinting machine.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Yes.
I think your voice was... can you please repeat what did you just say?
Yes, can you repeat your question? What do you want to exactly want?
No, sir, we are talking about fundraising, so we are talking on the fundraising, but the voice got break in the middle of the conversation, if I would say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fund raised by us has been utilized for reduction of debt in order to improve the EBITDA and also invested some tinting machines and some branding expenditure.
And sir, what's the debt as on date as we are talking?
As on date in the paint business, debt is around 20 crore in the working capital only. There is no term loan.
Correct. And sir, one final question. Your guidance for this year, how do you look at the global economy and the raw material pricing, and how do you see this year going ahead?
Prices of raw material has been stabilized as it has started reducing from January. So we are expecting the same trend continue in this financial year.
Correct. And you expect the Q1 FY24 momentum to continue for this year?
Yes.
All right. That's it from my side. I'll join the queue again. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Mehta from Capaz Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. My questions pertain to the paint business specifically. So firstly, with new companies coming into the paint business, I just wanted your views on the competition scenario and how are we planning to compete with the established and new brands coming into the market?
In fact, we have our own strategy for marketing. We are focusing on the tier 2, tier 3 cities. So our brand presence is there, so we are focusing on that market. So we are not seeing any difficulty to achieve the target which we have fixed for FY 24, 5, 6, 7. So we are not competing with the large player Asian Berger or Nerolac. We have our own market. They have their own market.
Okay, and just a little bit of more color on that expansion strategy in the tier 2 and 3 cities. Since you mentioned 1,000 crore revenue for FY28 for paints in your opening remarks, can you just throw some color on how we are planning to go about this?
Yes, we have the plan. In fact, we can achieve the sales target of 500-600 crore from the existing facility, and thereafter, we will add one plant in the central India. And we shall be able to achieve that target of 1,000 crore. And we are also exploring to have some strategic investor for raising certain funds.
Okay. And just lastly, on the trend in the prices of raw materials, how has that been over the last quarter or so, and how do we expect that to be in the year going forward?
Yes, this trend seems to be continuing in this financial year.
Okay, so the same trends for the entire year?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Karthik Shah from Point Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Sir, I have a couple of questions to ask. First is, sir, apart from our existing products, any new products that we are planning to launch in upcoming months?
You are talking about paint business?
Yes, about the steel business.
About the steel business?
Yes, steel business.
In the steel business, you are asking for the new product?
Yes.
Yes, it is in the pipeline and we are working on the R&D of the new product, and hopefully in the next quarter or in this quarter, we shall be able to launch the new product. We are working on that.
Okay, sir. Any quantification, like quantum, you can give about the new product that you are talking about?
There are certain LODR restrictions to discuss about the new product, which is not given the market or in the stuff is, so it will be little difficult to discuss on the call.
No issues, sir. Okay. Another question I have is, like, I think in recently the stock exchanges have not granted some respective approvals regarding the fundraising. What has been the issue and, like, what steps you are taking against that?
In fact, there is a price formula which we have calculated as per the LODR guidelines, and there is a confusion at the level of NSE, BSE, and they have given their different formula which is not acceptable to the company as well as the investors. So we have make a petition before the appellate authority set.
Okay, sir. Okay, that helps, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you again for the opportunity, sir. Just the question from the previous participants. What was about the fundraising that we are talking about?
Fundraising in the paint business?
Yeah, the paint business.
Which we have raised in the past. Or the future planning?
Yeah, future planning. The past.
Yes, we have the plan to raise certain funds in this paint business. We have to achieve the turnover of 1,000 crore. For that, we need funds. So we have the plan to raise the fund through a private equity, through a strategic investor, or any mode, which we are working on that.
So this is planned for this fiscal year, right?
Plan for?
This fundraising will be done in this fiscal, right?
Maybe in this fiscal or in the next fiscal. We are working on that. Okay. Because we have planned for 1,000 crore in FY28. So we have to start planning from now.
Yes. Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rajvi Shah from Moneywise Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I had three questions on the steel business. First one is, what was your branding and steel promotion expenses for the steel business for Q1 FY24?
Can you repeat the question a little loudly?
Yeah, sure. What was your branding and promotion expenses for steel business for Q1 FY24?
Yeah, it is 14 crore.
Okay. So the next question is, your royalty income grew by 16% year-on-year in Q1 FY24. So could you tell amount of royalty your company charged per ton?
The average royalty comes to 391 rupees for this quarter.
391, okay. And the last question which I have is, who are your major competitors for TMT bars and what is your competitive advantage?
In fact, in the competitive advantage is we have the decentralized production base. Because we have the franchisee asset-light business model, so we have unit across India. 3-4 unit in all states. So we can supply X quantity within 24 hours. Nobody can supply this X quantity within 24 hours. So we have this advantage. And with regard to competitor, in the organized sector, we compete with the national level at the Tata Steel Authority, or at the regional level, there are certain local brands. In some region, there is a Siam Steel, in the other region, there is Amba TMT, in other region, Elegant. So at the regional level, we compete with the regional players, and at the national level, we compete with the Steel Authority, Tata Steel, Jindal.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Parth Vasani from KK Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a few questions on the steel business. So just wanted to know what are the current utilization levels at your steel plant?
That is 90%.
90% is one. Okay. Okay, sure. Other is, sir, could you throw some light on the demand scenario for the steel products, and also if you can throw some light on how has been the trend in the price of raw materials?
Steel.
देखिए मैंने अपनी ओपनिंग रिमार्क्स में भी बताया था कि जिस तरह से इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर सेगमेंट में चाहे वो हाउसिंग सेगमेंट है या रेलवेज हैं रोड्स हैं इसके अलावा एयरपोर्ट्स में है सब जगह जिस तरह से गवर्नमेंट का बजटेड प्लान चल रहा है तो उसमें जब भी हम इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट की बात करते हैं तो सबसे पहले स्टील और सीमेंट दो इंग्रेडिएंट सबसे पहले जाएंगे स्पेशली जो हाउसिंग सेगमेंट में है जो प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना है या दीनदयाल उपाध्याय योजना है इन दोनों में बहुत बड़ी क्वांटिटी में हाउसिंग सेगमेंट में काम हो रहा है और आने वाले टाइम में इस सेगमेंट में बहुत ज्यादा स्टील की रिक्वायरमेंट है और दैट्स व्हाई के अगले 5 साल में जो हमारी एग्जिस्टिंग कैपेसिटी है 50 लाख मेट्रिक टन है थ्रू फ्रेंचाइजी रूट इसको हम डबल करने का प्लान पे वर्किंग कर रहे हैं कि जितने भी एग्जिस्टिंग यूनिट्स हैं वहां पे फर्दर एक्सपेंशन का काम चल रहा है और मैं समझता हूं कि बहुत अच्छी डिमांड हम लोग एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं और रॉयल्टी की इनकम भी प्रोपोर्शनेटली एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं कि अगले 5 साल में क्योंकि नॉर्मल जो स्टील सेगमेंट में ग्रोथ है वो तो 6-8% है और कामधेनु कम से कम 16-25% तक की ग्रोथ हम लोग टारगेट लेके चल रहे हैं तो अल्टीमेटली जो ऑर्गेनिक ग्रोथ है वो हम लोग कैप्चर करना चाहते हैं इसके अलावा जो अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर में बहुत सारे ब्रांड बहुत सारी इंडस्ट्री ऐसी हैं जो अपने प्रोडक्ट को एक रीजनेबल कॉस्ट के ऊपर नहीं बेच पाते हैं तो बहुत सारे ऐसी यूनिट्स भी हम लोगों को अप्रोच करते हैं जहां पे हम फिर क्वालिटी अपग्रेडेशन के बाद नई मशीन इंस्टॉल करने के बाद प्रमोटरशिप देखने के लिए जो हमारा एसेट लाइट मॉडल है उसके थ्रू भी हम कैपेसिटी जो है जो अनऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर को भी ऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर में कन्वर्ट करते हैं तो दैट वे जो अगले 5 साल का रोड मैप है काम लेने का स्टील के सेगमेंट में दैट इज वेरी एम्बिशियस और मोर ऑर लेस +20% की ग्रोथ हम लोग जो है एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं
Okay, sir, great. That is great. And thank you for all the detailed answer. Lastly, if I can just squeeze in one more question. So, just wanted to know how are we planning to increase our franchise and dealer network?
देखिए ये continuous process है. जैसे जब मैं आपसे बात करता हूँ कि हम अपनी sales बढ़ाएंगे, brand turnover बढ़ाएंगे, तो ultimately पूरी क्योंकि कामधेनु जो है वो रिटेल सेगमेंट में पायलियर है जैसे कि अभी हरि जी ने भी आपको बताया कि इस बार हमने करीब 8 लाख टन के करीब हमने स्टील बेचा है फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में और कंटिन्यूअसली इसको अगर बेचना है तो हमें रिटेल आउटलेट्स की भी एक्सपेंशन कंटिन्यूअसली रहता है और इसके अलावा इसको मटेरियल को सप्लाई करने के लिए नई फ्रेंचाइजी भी ऐड होती है और पुरानी जो फ्रेंचाइजी है वो भी अपने यहाँ कैपेसिटी एक्सपेंशन कर रहे हैं और इस मॉडल में जो स्पेशलिटी है वो यूनिकनेस है वो यही है कि पूरा का पूरा कैपेक्स जो है वो हमारी फ्रेंचाइजी इसमें इन्वेस्ट करती है कामधेनु इसमें पूरा जो एक्सपेंसिव करती है वो नेटवर्क क्रिएट करने में करती है या ब्रांडिंग एंड मार्केटिंग में यूज करती है तो आई थिंक उसका जो बेनिफिट है वो हमारी फ्रेंचाइजी हमारे जो रिटेल काउंटर्स हैं और कंपनी सबको उसका सब लोग विन विन पोजीशन में होते हैं
ओके सर ओके गॉट इट थैंक यू फॉर द आंसर दैट वुड बी फ्रॉम माय साइड थैंक यू
वेरी मच That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
I take this opportunity to thank you everyone for joining on the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with me or Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisor. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Kang Denu Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.